You're listening to the Mind Made Wrong podcast, presented by Steel Maggie, episode number 26. Hello, my beautiful creators. This is the Mind Made Wrong podcast, where we have real conversations about artistry, mindset, and mental health issues. So this is going to be a relatively shorter podcast, solo episode. But because of that, I super, uber, incredibly, absolutely want you to tune in to the utmost of your ability, because what I'm about to share with you is ridiculously powerful. So your attention spans should be good for this one. What we're going to talk about, it's been something monumental for me this past month. It's opportunity. It's sacrifice. It's an ability, and it's a power, and it's just one word: no. Let me say, there have been a lot of takes on this topic from podcast people and life coaches and entrepreneurs and a bunch of books about the power of no, all varying in degrees of quality. But it's usually a lot of people just talking about saying no to things like, you know, brunch with the girls, you know, in order to work on your business or that kind of thing. And it's a lot of really superficial stuff, which, granted, I think can be helpful if you are someone who really needs to get a handle on your social or financial life. But most of the time, these recommendations that you're going to find about the power of no, honestly, at least from my experience, it's never shit that's going to change you on an actual level, you know? Like, it's just typical entrepreneur bullshit most of the time. And the word entrepreneur, just like saying that, just leaves a bad taste in my mouth. And I'm upset. I don't want it to. I love making money. I love having a business. Obviously, there's nothing wrong with that, and it's awesome. But I just hate the culture and the speak and the language. Anyway, I freaked out there a little bit, but moving forward, today I'm going to tell you how you can use it, the power of no, in an actually meaningful way, and I'm going to tell you how I personally have been using this concept to pretty much supercharge my drive, my creative output, and I'd say even my emotional stability. What? Right? It's even a method to properly cope with certain aspects of having a mood disorder. And I'm going to show you how instrumental it can be for you too. I'm going to ask you some questions at the end of this episode for you to evaluate if this is something that you may want to do in your life as well. So I'm sure you've heard that saying yes to one thing means saying no to something else, and that we should use our yeses very judiciously. We should protect them if we want to succeed in art and business, or anything that takes time, dedication, and sacrifice to develop. That is completely true. But this approach only really examines one side of that saying no coin. This particular interpretation, it's pretty much only focused on saying no to others or other activities, things outside of us, you know, external factors, pretty much all it focuses on. But what I want to ask you is, what about saying no to something within you? That's the coin that we're going to be talking about. What about saying no to a habit or a belief or a cycle, like in my particular case? What about saying no to putting yourself second in your own regard, or using the validation of others to maintain this kind of pseudo self, which I am also talking about me in that case. So I am going to be talking about the power of what I am calling the inner no, or the inward no. So a bit of background, which is definitely going to be personal. I have always never taken the time to get to know myself as a person outside of a relationship or a fling or even a little rendezvous, you know, when it came to my association with men and, you know, my mental, you know, my thought patterns about men and who I was with men. I was always seeking to feel worth it from someone else's point of view. Getting that attention and the validation, I never could actually get to know myself and everything that was absolutely incredible about me as an adult, because I was getting all of that from other people. I really didn't have to do that inner work, or that was at least the crutch that I was relying on. I was always getting it from someone else. And, you know, and that would keep going on, right, until whatever particular person's, you know, way to show me, or, you know, their particular brand of my perceived worthiness to them wasn't enough. You know, it always ended up being not enough. And then I always had an inner crisis because I didn't have my own real self-worth to rely back, you know, to rely on. I've only recently-ish realized this in my core. No one could ever give me what I could only give to myself. What I never allowed me to give to myself because of the constant cycle I kept myself caught in. I hadn't developed a foundation of self-respect and self-worth and self-esteem and just basic confidence in my soul, because I sought a transplant of that, really. I sought, like, that's what I said about, you know, pseudo-self earlier. It was, that's a way I can describe it, is a transplant of what I should have had been growing on my own. And I had been doing that since 18, I'd say, which has always led to a deep sense of dissatisfaction in myself and in others, you know, dissatisfaction and disappointment in these relationships, because I could never really enjoy the person for who they were, or the experience for what it was, because there was always something that I needed first. And that's something that I needed, I really, truly believed that I could not do for myself, or that I cannot give to myself, that I cannot create for myself what I had to get, you know, from someone else. And I know now that I really did have that core belief, you know, the kind of belief that you don't really know that you have. It's just kind of part of you until something just clicks or happens or breaks inside or whatever. And having bipolar disorder, I have suffered with self-care issues, you know, on and off, depending on my mood swings. Because it's in my song, Signs of a Struggle. There's a lyric that goes, she takes the bath she don't feel she deserves, because being clean has to be earned. And that's the crux of the reason why. And it's a very, very hard but very true lyric of my existence, hence why I wrote it, right? But so the self-esteem and worth is that's a big issue for me. If you know Steel Maggie, you know I've really tried to write my way into feeling better. I've tried to music my way into it, you know? And that has probably been a reason why I've seemed confident for a good while. I get to lean into a persona that starts to take over, which Mitch makes it easier. But the in-betweens of life, as they do, as reality, you know, sets in, and your minute-to-minute thoughts, you know, are the oxygen of your mental consciousness. Those thoughts, they might be sick for whatever reason, and that's when these types of issues grow, and they grow super insidiously, and that's where you get kind of like that belief that just kind of is part of you. So anyway, relatively recently, I had to make a decision that I really didn't want to make when it came to this cycle that I had going on since, you know, I became an adult. I had to break it. Honestly, for the first time, I have had to meet myself because of this decision. I've had to meet myself, who I am alone as a human being, which is foreign as hell to me, right? Because I've always had that need to be linked and that need for external worth. But oh my God, like the day after I made that decision, like the literal day, there was this like new spirit of possibility just floating around me. Like I literally felt it. It was like vibrating. And I wasn't in a manic state. I checked. After that, I just started to flow. I had witnessed firsthand how saying no to something opened the rest of me up. Everything started to reveal itself. The things that actually fit in my life, and the things that I needed to prune or reevaluate. I started to make moves for the things I wanted. And it was like in this actual confident way. I started to make the asks for plans and dreams that I had a long ass time ago, and these things that I almost let go of. And again, I did it confidently. And it's just crazy. I have so many things in the works and things that are just bubbling and coming to fruition in this past month. My mind has been blown. My fourth quarter of 2019 is and will be filled with more positive change and growth than in the entire, like, earlier part of this year, like 3/4 of this year. And I know because I finally drew the line. I made the decision to choose me for once. And it sounds so selfish, right? When I say choose me, you know, I've made a lot of selfish decisions, but this, I need to distinguish self and selfish. There are selfish things that we do that most of the time are not for our actual benefit, and things that we do for the self, to edify and build up, are never going to be selfish because it comes from a different place. Because of that distinction, selfish usually does not involve any decision to do hard mental work on yourself, right? So I know that the decision that I made was edifying for me because it is hard, and I've been avoiding it for the better part of 10 years. And that is the actual selfish thing to do. But to edify myself is to make that decision to say no. And in the act of the simple decision making, that's where I want to call it magic. That's where it was born. Obviously, like, my work has only begun, but I just want to emphasize that the strides I've already made in this month alone, I would not believe it myself if I hadn't done it. So I'm going to turn it over to you. I want to invite you to really consider this question. Where do you need to say no in your life? More specifically, is there something inside you that you need to say no to? There might be nothing, right? Maybe for you, it really is just as simple as you choosing to say no to that round of drinks after work, to go write a song or work out or paint or work on your business, whatever. But possibly there is something that you've been hearing day after day, month after month, year after year, trying to get your attention. And possibly this particular podcast episode is amplifying that voice. So what within you do you need to prune? What do you need to say no to? It doesn't have to be as much of a full circle life revelation deal as mine, or it can be. I'm just encouraging you to listen. One of the ways you can know or discern that there is something going on, one of the ways I knew was that I was just irritated all the time. Now, this wasn't bipolar rage or even medication related, and I know that because this irritation felt different. with those things, with like, you know, with like the, you know, mental illness, you know, my mood related, you know, kind of rage issues, medication, you know, I take Lamictal, and there's this thing called, you know, known as Lamictal rage. So that happens too. But those things, like, they come and go, and they're in varying intensities, right? But with this, it was a feeling I could just not shake. I was a time bomb, really. I do believe that my subconscious knew that even without this impending change, that this upcoming season, you know, this last quarter of 2019 and beyond, would be a season where a lot would be required of me, and that if I really do want to go 100% steal Maggie, go just full force on my music career trajectory and this podcast and my ambitions and my goals, it would be requiring my full support for myself, my full confidence. But as long as I was doing the same thing, you know, living in this same cycle, I would never, ever truly be in that space. I knew, you know, subconsciously, you know, that I would be shortchanging my growth in both the long run and the short run. It was my gut feeling that I needed to honor this no that was growing. And it manifested in irritation and snapping. And I think the reason why is because I was just so fed up of me not putting myself first. I'm like, this is never going to happen if I don't make an actual solid, real, down, actual gut, blood level change in how I'm regarding myself. This has been a very, you know, it's extremely long time coming. But I just built it up for so long, and that irritation was just the evidence that I really needed. It was bubbling up inside of me, that it is now or never. And that evidence is just keeps illuminating. It keeps becoming more clear that this is what it is. Because after that inner no, the immediacy of that decision, you know, or the second that decision was brought forth into reality, the irritation it immediately dissipated. It was crazy. Like, it was just flow after that. It was peace. So if you're having trouble right now, if you feel that something might be up in an area where you need to say no, but you're not quite sure, you know, exactly what it is, make sure you observe the sensations in your body at this time. Take note of your feelings in various situations. You know, compare and contrast. You might find a common thread when it comes to the sensations and the feelings that you have when you're in your workplace, or concerning a friendship or relationship, something else. Don't try to change the sensations or the feelings. I mean, if they're unbearable, right, it, at least pinpoint the situation or the source first, so that you know, and that you can make a decision from there. And usually if they're like really strong and really unbearable, then it's easier to pinpoint. So that's kind of the good thing about that. If they're just kind of like lurking and kind of just kind of like like this weird buzz, then that's a little bit harder. So that's why you need to observe kind of like a holistic situation and not try to change those things until you have an exact moment. So I would absolutely love, if you have figured this out, if you would tell me what is your inner no? What is it? What is trying to get your attention? And I want to know how you figured it out and what you're going to do from this point on. Or if you have already made some kind of decision like this, how did it turn out? How do you feel now? How has your life changed? Or how is it not changed as a result of this inner no? Please just let me know, either by DMing me at SteelMaggieHQ on Instagram or Twitter, or email me at Maggie@SteelMaggieMusic.com. If you missed the questions or those handles or need further clarification, it's all going to be down in the description, the show notes. So please check that out and send your answers to me. I would love to hear from you, and I want to know how I can support you in this journey. This is such an important piece of your self-discovery and your healing. So thank you so much for listening. If you received value from this episode of Mind Made Wrong, please leave me a lovely rating or review on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, wherever you listen, if you have the ability to do so. And please share this podcast with another beautiful creator you know. You would be giving me such a wonderful gift. All right, my friends, I will see you next week for another awesome episode of Mind Made Wrong. But until then, let's go create beautiful things. Bye-bye.